Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the Certified Angus Beef Program. We're back on that in just a moment.
This is Jim.
Hey.
Jim has no trouble eating raw chicken.
Fear. That's the real poison.
He thinks skydiving is a parachute optional activity.
Well, falling's only half the game, you know.
Last week, Jim went bear hunting with his bare hands.
Well, they don't get a gun. It's only fair, right?
You could say that Jim is a guy who likes to take risks, but even he won't leave his starter fertilizer unprotected.
Hey, crazy's one thing, stupid's another.
Jim uses a Veil Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer, a proven solution to phosphate fixation that maximizes your fertilizer investment. A Veil works at the molecular level to keep phosphorus from locking up in the soil. More available phosphorus gives your corn a significant advantage early in the growing season, and as much as 10 to 15% boost in your potential yield. So whether you're petting sharks in chum-infested waters...
They are kind of cute, aren't they?
Or scaling a phone tower, just for fun.
What a view.
You can have faith that Avail is taking the risk out of your starter fertilizer. For more information, visit chooseavail.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
Gary Pike is a beef cattle specialist with the Certified Angus Beef Program based out of their Manhattan, Kansas office. He works in supply procurement. He says that Certified Angus Beef, not looking to own cattle, but to offer the opportunity for cattle producers to get more value out of the cattle they own.
Certified Angus Beef does not ever own the cattle or the product. We are all about working with commercial cow-calf producers to buy registered Angus bulls to use on their commercial cows that will result in a calf that will hopefully qualify for our program. Our program is upper two-thirds choice, which only about 23 to 24% of black-headed cattle will actually qualify for. But we have experienced huge sale records the last 3 or 4 years in a row. The consumer acceptance has been good, and the producer is rewarded monetarily from the packer for those cattle that do qualify for our brand.
That's what I was going to talk to you about. I wanted to. What is the premium right now? In other words, what's the incentive for these producers to go through the hoops that they would need to qualify for CAB?
Actually, the hoops are very easy, Ron. The thing is, it's more about genetic selection and getting those right genetics in place. But the premiums right now average $3.50 to $5 per hundredweight on the carcass weight basis. So what I generally tell people a realistic premium to expect on those cattle is $25 to $40 a head for everyone that qualifies. Quite honestly, what I tell people to do is when they are looking at genetics and selecting for marbling in particular, genetics in their herd, is that they need to target prime, because there's huge premiums on prime, and we do have a CAB prime program as well, and the premium right now on those is $18 to $20 a hundredweight, and then the CAB is $3 to $5. So you can experience a very nice return on the cattle that qualify.
So you're actually talking with a lot of these guys about this whole idea of looking at those EPDs and really zeroing in on some of these quality traits.
Absolutely, because we know carcass traits are highly heritable, and so it's very easy to pass that on to the next generation and result in those calves that are going to qualify for those quality grade premiums. And I think one thing that, you know, we get probably criticized from time to time for putting too much emphasis on the marbling, we would rather recommend you use a balanced approach when selecting seed stock for those traits, calving ease, milk, weaning and yearling weights, and those kinds of things as well, docility scores, residual average, daily gain. But the other thing to keep most in mind is that beef is the preferred protein choice. Marbling is the taste fat, and consumers prefer it because it has that taste.
Gary Pike talking about supply procurement for Certified Angus Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to invite you to Express Ranch's annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, Friday, March 4th, Saturday, March 5th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. On Friday, March 4th, we'll sell 550 Angus bulls featuring the Express Ranch's National Western Carload and Pin Bulls. Saturday, March 5th, 90 Limousine and Limflex bulls will sell, as well as 240 Angus females. For more information, call 1-800-664-3977 or check www.expressranches.com. The Express Ranch's Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.